Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
Now for something completely different.
Smoke medical weed every day.
The following thoughts on Hoppy Hour represent Brian Hoppy and Facet. Listener discretion is advised.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour starts in 4, 3, 2, Hoppy, Hoppy, Hoppy. This is Hoppy Hour with Hoppy.
Oh, yeah. What's happening? This is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. If this is your first time hearing my show, hi. I appreciate you listening. It is a morning radio show and a podcast. You never know what we are going to talk about. We could go from celebrity news to dating to maybe even a little bit of politics, but not that much. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We have so much to get into. So here's the funny part. I'm a real big fan of the NFL. I'm from Chicago, but I'm pretty much in purgatory when it comes to, I don't really root for the Bears. If you're listening in London and you're not aware, the Bears are an awful franchise. And the funny part is I just don't really root for the Bears anymore, so I kind of just watch the NFL for fun. I don't like getting all worked up over teams. It's not really my vibe. In my short lifetime, I don't really feel like getting worked up over sports. But I will say I did find the Taylor Swift footage all the time, even though it was only like 50 seconds a game. But all the talk of her and Travis Kelce this past season was insufferable. And it was so insufferable for me that it made me forget about how annoying Brittany Mahomes is. But I was really thinking about the Brittany Mahomes concept. She is the wife of Patrick Mahomes. She's been with him since high school, and she's very loud. Whenever she's in a press box, she'll like dump champagne on people below them. Like, she's kind of like treating everybody like they're a peasant. But she's loyal to Patrick. She's a good mom. She's attractive. She's got her own business. I was really thinking about it in my new woke manner. Maybe we've been hating on her a little bit too much. Well, we'll find out right now on Hoppy Hour as we have this clip about what's going on with Patrick Mahomes and Brittany Mahomes.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Eyes over here,
and those smiles right there, please. Big smile.
Patrick and Brittany Mahomes.
Can you imagine? Listen to that photog in the background. You have to take those pictures and you have to have the photographers boss you around. Like, keep smiling, baby. You'll do it. You'll do it. Ugh, it sounds annoying.
Patrick and Brittany Mahomes preparing for the arrival of some new family additions.
I'm going to guess a dog.
As a mom and entrepreneur, you're always looking for new things to do and, you know, keeping things going.
The Sports Illustrated swimsuit model revealing the couple's getting ready to welcome some little ducklings. On her IG stories, she writes, "Guys, OMG, our pet duck is going to have 9 babies. Can't wait."
That must be how bored they are in the offseason, because the whole family revolves around Patrick Mahomes. Now, I get the dad used to play baseball, but the son lives off of Patrick Mahomes. I mean, not the son, but Patrick Mahomes' brother, Jackson Mahomes, lives off of Patrick. And his wife is obviously married to Patrick. So in the offseason, when there's not that much going on, you know, like, it would only make sense that they would do a social media post about ducks.
Wait to see them.
We're going to try to keep this thing going.
Guys, are you freaking kidding me? I missed this? I don't see the eggs. I don't know what's going on.
Oh my God, they're everywhere.
Is this a sign of help? Is this a sign of an issue going on with Brittany Mahomes that she wants to have another kid?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's happening.
But the journey of becoming duck parents has already faced some setbacks.
Wow. That's a first world problem when you're having setbacks being a parent of ducks.
Shortly after Brittany's initial announcement, she shared an update that one of the eggs didn't make it.
Oh, man. You get 7 out of 8. That's pretty good odds.
Guess ducks can have eggs and they're not fertile eggs. I learned this yesterday. So maybe they were eggs that didn't have babies in them. I don't know.
She sounds like a real scientist. Move over, Neil deGrasse Tyson. We got Brittany Mahomes over here.
Brittany thinking it might have been a raccoon that got to it.
It definitely keeps our family busy, keeps us on our toes.
Are we going to have a nice household at the Mahomes household? And Brittany will have her hands full for sure.
Brittany and Patrick, who tied the knot in 2022, are parents to 3-year-old daughter Sterling and 17-month-old son Patrick, also known.
Yeah. Those kids are totally not going to be entitled. Just being
honest.
I mean, I'm not trying to talk smack about Brittany Mahomes and Patrick Mahomes. I'm not trying to be that guy that just talks smack about the NFL entitled wife. But it's really hard not to.
Known as Bronze.
Whenever you're home and you're with your daughter and my son, you have to be dad. You have to be energized, ready to play.
Hell yeah. He seems like one of the few players that actually wants to be a dad.
Mm-hmm.
8, 5, 6, 49 hoppy. Like, you have Tyreek Hill, who doesn't know how to pull out when it's time. If you know what I'm saying, trying to keep it clean for the radio. The dude has like 12 kids. And then he's like wanting a new contract from the NFL. I'm like, of course you are. You're going to go broke. Have all those, I guess I'll use the word baby mama. You have all those people out there that are wanting to have kids with you. And all the egos. For people that are listening to Hoppy Hour for the first time, and not the last, I got a vasectomy at age 28. I love telling everybody. It's one of my favorite pastimes to tell everybody that I got a vasectomy. And I never want kids. I find kids repulsive. I'm good. I had 1 or 2 pregnancy scares. How do I word this? With the FCC regulations without getting in trouble. You know how you produce a kid?
Mm-hmm.
How you make one? I never completed what needed to be completed to have a kid. But my ex from 7 years ago was always like, I think I'm pregnant. And then she broke up with me. And then 6 months later was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about being replaceable. I talk about the fact that I have given my psychologist the last 6 years a lot of money. That's right. I have ADHD and bipolar, so I speak to a psychologist, and he must find me so entertaining. He probably has other clients out there that are out and about like, oh, yeah, work sucks. And then here's me working in radio, going through the breakup process. Oh, yeah, totally. If you are wondering what it's like being on my brain, because we were just talking about Brittany Mahomes and ducks, and now we're talking about my issues from the past, my brain is like a circus. You never know where I'm going to go. Ever. Alrighty. We are going to take a quick break. You can always call the show at 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. And like I say, I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the UK and you drive on the right side of the car, which I find fascinating. I don't care if you live in the US and you drive on the left side. My show is here to entertain you. It's to take you and make you think about things and to take your mind off of the hardships that is called life. this short life that we have, you should be spending it listening to Happy Hour because it's so entertaining and it's so amazing. But then again, if my show is truly that entertaining and that amazing, I don't need to let you guys know that. One of my old bosses used to say, if you're as big and bad as you say you are, you don't have to let people know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like people having LeBron say about himself all the time. LeBron goes, I'm the GOAT, I'm the GOAT. It's like, no, Michael Jordan is. On that note, we will be right back on Happy Hour after this.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Now, like I say on each show, when I play a song, if you don't feel like listening to it, you can skip forward 3 minutes and 43 seconds. But here is a rap song called If Rap Don't Work by L.E.P. Bogus Boys from 2008.
Let's go, man.
Playing, we ain't playing, boy. What you saying, what you saying, what you saying, boy? Boy, I got this one, Lero. Yeah. Rap don't work, back to the project. With the baker soda slaving over that power. I still gotta make quota, so now I'm back to doing what I was doing before I even knew how to rap. What was that? Follow you round, find out where you hide it at. Okay, tear you off, turn around, make you bad. That's right. Matter of fact, tell whoever you plug with. Tell them, try to tax me, I get on some stick up shit. Say it's a goal to run in your crib. Lay you on the floor, put the pole in your rib. Like you know what this is, homie, open that safe. You either lower that quick or catch a hole in your face. See, around the way I'm known for doing home invasion. All types of grimy licks, nigga, you name it. About business, gotta get it. Pimping, I'm about money. It's what'll happen if this rapping shit don't work out for you.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, nigga. Cooking the rocks, we make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pot. Now what it do? What it do? We ready to rock.
I keep rock. Faith on my mind. Stay on the grind. You never catch a hustler struggling. That's out of line. I'm steady flipping zippers, flipping zippers, you flipping dimes. And I bet you ain't with a chopper. Ain't precise than mine. Still cock and squeeze. I ain't gon' talk about it. I treat this money like the fop and never leave without it. Yeah, if you got it, and I'm feeling like I want it bad, I'll stick his ass up fast for that little cash. Give it up. You want it done right, better do it yourself. The more mix you hit it with, the quicker it melt. I'm in the telly with some baggies in the digital. County in the back mixing up the chemicals. Yeah, if rap don't work and niggas still gotta eat. What? You wanna be big Ruger, keep a lot of heat. Yeah, keeping my baby mama, keep it in the baby seat. Show money, blow money, yeah, of the week.
Rap don't work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rocks. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pot, now what it do? We ready to rock, rock.
If rap don't work, I ain't finna trip. I'ma take it to the block and chop another zip. Fat rat sitting back watching Dro tip. $100 bills busting out the money clips. Another hit, check the spins on the BDS. I'm a star and they ain't see me on the TV yet. Even if it's wet, I'ma make it flip. Rap don't work, it's back out of town taking trips.
Sir, here, come on. Hey, Mooney, I see you got your buzz up, but if rapping don't work for you, what you gonna do?
Back to the block, baby.
There you have it.
Work, it's back to the block. I'm in the kitchen, they go cooking the rocks. We make it pop, pop. I'm good with the pop. Now what it do? We ready to rock, rock.
Hour will be right back.
Oh yeah, that was L.E.P. Bogus Boys with If Rap Don't Work. This following segment has been brought to you by the best kava and the best kratom around. That is at mitra-9.com. And at checkout, use keyword Hoppy, H-O-P-P-E, to save 20% on the best kava and kratom around. Now, I'm right now recording at the chill room of Pinellas Park, and during that rap song, I just went to the bathroom. And guess what? No, I'm not getting scatological. I'm telling you, I ran back because the song was almost over. So I'm all out of breath. It's weird. But I think that's the way it should be. It means I'm getting a workout in doing this show. And we got some huge announcements coming very soon for Happy Hour. I've been very quiet and humble and stoic about it. I've let the people talk. But right now, by doing this routine, I'm not being humble and stoic, so I'll be quiet. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. What are we listening to again?
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Now for something completely different.
Stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856 49 Hoppy. 856 494 6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And you can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right. If you're listening in Missouri, Detroit, Fort Myers, Carolina, Tampa, UK, always communicate with me. This is an interactive circus, and it's such a circus that I have this recorded.
Welcome back to the circus known as Hoppy Hour.
All right, we have so much to get into. I see this here from Inside Edition. It says, why are concert tickets getting so expensive? I think the one word is
inflation
and
corporate greed.
All right.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Take it away, Inside Edition.
If you want to see red hot Olivia Rodrigo this summer, get...
I mean, she really is beautiful, but she is a sociopath. She even said so in the song.
If you want to see red hot Olivia Rodrigo this summer, get ready to dig deep into your pockets. The price? $963.
Concert for one ticket. Concerts and sporting events are becoming events for the rich and elite to go out and about and feel like they're at something, and the everyday actual fan can't afford it. It's quite sad. It's quite ridiculous.
Concert ticket prices are at record highs this summer, and if you think there are any affordable cheap seats in the rafters, they can still go for around $100 or more.
That's why whenever I hear boomers, and I'm not getting into my anti-boomer rant, but I will a little bit. That's why whenever boomers talk about how millennials are just the absolute worst, and I'm like, you guys literally were able to go to concerts for $5. That sounds so amazing. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Ticket prices are high because you only have a few ways of getting tickets. So Ticketmaster is, of course, notorious for its sky-high prices.
Ticketmaster is the absolute worst. If I'm getting tickets for a concert, I usually go with StubHub. Let me take a quick drink of this kava I'm drinking. Ah, that was delicious.
But also, people are willing to pay it.
Bruno Mars is the second highest ticket price this summer. The average cost to see him at his Las Vegas residency is $619.
It's funny. I have a lot of connections from working in radio, and I've gotten so many free tickets in my life. The one dude that's really hooked me up, his name is Mike Olivero, and he does promotions at a radio company here in Tampa Bay where I record, and he's kind of like a dad to me. And the amount of free tickets he's given me in my life, it's crazy.
Rounding out the priciest concerts, Morgan Wallen, $562.
I wouldn't even go if you could give me free tickets. I despise Morgan Wallen. Although, you know what I do like about Morgan Wallen? Is the fan base of Morgan Wallen. They are
beautiful women.
Mm-hmm. There is not one ugly person at a Morgan Wallen show. Depends on what city you're in, though. Let's be honest here. Jackson, Mississippi, Morgan Wallen show. And Tampa, Florida, Morgan Wallen show. Different people.
Pearl Jam, $523.
If you would like to take your chances and you need a deal, wait as close as you can to the concert because...
Yeah, and just go outside the concert hall and be like, hey, anybody have tickets? Anybody have tickets?
Usually you have those people that are begging for tickets right next to the people that are on a megaphone screaming homophobic slurs, you know, outside of any event. I don't know how it is in the UK, but that happens here in Florida. They're like, burn in hell. And the next person's like, hey, do you have tickets?
This planet's so screwed. I'm just being honest here.
Because that's where you're getting the deals for the biggest artists out there.
J-Lo canceled her entire concert tour this summer. She claims she needs to focus on her family.
No, she needs to focus on how to get ticket sales up. I bet her tickets were so affordable, too. I bet they weren't overpriced.
But others point out that her fans didn't seem to want to shell out big bucks to see her live.
I don't think anybody wants to shell out big bucks. I mean, I'll listen to Waiting for Tonight any time of the day. I love that song. But I'm not going to go out of my way to pay to see J-Lo. I love the ending of an Inside Edition video. You don't realize that it's the end of a video until it goes 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. We got 4 minutes and 32 seconds, 4 minutes and 31 seconds. I'm not going to really count down every second until we got to go to a commercial break. I don't know what the tipping process, I don't know what the tipping process is in the United Kingdom, but here in America, tipping is getting out of hand. I go to Starbucks and I'm already paying $7 for a cup of coffee, and they're like, hey, do you want to add a tip? It's always some Gen Z kid. Hey, do you want to add a tip? At least use the line of, there's a question on the screen when they give me the little thing to pay my card with. People are wondering on Good Morning America if we're reaching a tipping point in tips.
Oh, happy hot topic!
They include the tip, and then I have to tip on top of the tip? Mm. A tip-top tip? We'll show them.
I know that click.
No, thank you. Here's $1. Okay, we're leaving.
Listen to that fake laughter on the morning shows. We hate each other.
We're back with Homer Simpson voicing his issues with the current state of tipping. And let me tell you, more Americans are joining Homer's course.
Yeah, Homer, the voice of America sometimes, right? Everywhere you look, it seems like they're being asked to tip. But actually, surveys are showing people are tipping less often than they had been in recent.
I'll tip a dollar. Like, if you show me the screen, I'll be like, I'll give you a dollar.
Here, more than one in three saying the state of tipping has just gotten out of control.
Here to break it all down is NBC's senior business correspondent Christine Romans. Christine, so is that just it? Consumers are kind of fed up?
Yeah, it's inflation, but it's also this tipping overload. They're being asked to tip for absolutely everything. They're being
For example, if I go to a smoke shop, why would I go to a smoke shop? And I go to buy something for $40, I'm not going to tip you, but if you made me a drink, I'll tip you. But when they ask you and it's like 25%, let's say your order is $70 and 25% is like $15. I'm like, nope, not tipping you $85 for something that you just scanned in front of me.
Being asked to tip when they haven't even seen a human being. They're being asked to tip a robot. And so people are just like, hey, wait a minute here. Let's.
A robot.
This is what they've an iPad. I'm tipping the iPad 20%. Consumers are pulling back. When asked if they will always tip, in 2021, 75% of people said they will always tip. Today, that's more like 67%.
That is a big drop.
When you go to the hair salon, 63% in 2021 said they always tip.
67%, I'm sorry, restaurant servers, like someone, like a waiter
or
waitress?
Like your waiter or waitress, yeah, 75%. What? Now it's less. I was actually surprised that 25% of people don't tip.
Yeah, people are real cheap.
They didn't tip in 2021. Yeah. But look at the barbers or hairstylists. As Al would say, that's a little self-defeating if you're not tipping the person who makes you look good. But food delivery people, that one dropped 8 points. And car drivers downed about 41%. Wow.
Yeah, people are cheap. I don't know.
People over the past few years tipping less. And look at the takeout orders, down to 11%. The
takeout orders, that one, I usually tip a dollar. I'm like, you know what? Come on. You're doing your job.
Research shows people feel like they can skip on the tip if it's an impersonal thing, like you've ordered it on your phone.
Right. Yes. Well, what do you need a tip for? You're already spending $34 for Chinese food.
Whole interaction is on your phone, yeah. And then there's some food that shows up at the front door. People feel more comfortable about skipping that tip.
Duh. If someone shows me the screen, I'll tip a dollar. If it's like an unnecessary tip, yeah. Trust me, I'm good at giving just a tip. Oh, geez. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. I'm going along with the beats. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about Taylor Swift. We're going to talk about Adam Levine, James Corden, and that scumbag known as Hunter Biden. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you're in the UK or America. Just don't touch that radio dial and keep listening to either the radio station you're listening to or...
Happy Hour
will be right back.
Wow, what could I play here? Because like I said, on this show, I play throwback hits from the 2000s that are unlicensed that I'm allowed to play. Give me a second here to choose. I have a list of about 10 songs. This one's good. It's called Me, That's Who, Goon Squad, featuring Bump J. This song is from 2006.
Chicago, what up? West side, what up? South side, what up? Low end, what up? Wild Honey, what up? Humble Park, what up? Boom Squad, what up? B.O.N., let's get into this shit. You got them going nuts, pushing that blow to clubs. They got them throwing up, me, that's cool. And when I go to clubs, the bitches all on the thug. Who locked and sold it up, me, that's cool. And when them op clowns come through here, pop rounds, who gon' hold the block down? Me, that's cool. I gotta get this cheddar if I'm tipping bricks forever. Who put this shit together? Me, that's who. Hit the bank to withdraw, and I'm going to deposit. I'm legit, and still get followed by Sonny and Crockett. Every day I stuff money in my pocket, but I never get full. I got an appetite, I'm hungry as a hostage, dummy. You need bread to eat. Trust me, the way my money run, your sweat, head, legs, and feet. It's getting hot around the hood, so I bought me a rifle. And a 30 shot bought it, homie, this is survival. But not no MTV, some real life, so chill, aight? You get your ass killed running through the jungle in real life. I posted up on that park bench in Clucker's apartments with some raw that make you feel like you Clark Kent. Switch, had to flip to getting 50 for them damn shows. Bet it all a bitch won't get a penny from your man, no. Ain't no sense of looking, wanna search, you can try to. You never find a nigga that can spit it like I do. You got them going nuts, pushing that flow to clubs. They got them throwing up, me, that's cool. And when I go to clubs, the bitches all on the thug. Who locked and sold it up, me, that's cool. And when them op clowns come through here and pop rounds, who gon' hold the block down, me, that's cool. I gotta get this cheddar if I'm tipping bricks forever. Who put this shit together? Me, that's who. The don of all dons, I earned my spot. When I would stuff cheese in them bags and burn the top, then put it out on the avenue and burn the block, or put that salt in the pot and let it turn to rock. You smoke, I can get you pot from florists that grow killer trees like Seymour on Little Shop or Horace. You want a box, I'm for it. Throw your deuce up, I lose, I pull out the sword, boy, and shoot ya. I'm like Walter Reed, Larry Hoover, Jeff Ford, Al Capone, Holmes, the new one. Roll with two guns, the hood is my life. Beautiful aim, my left just as good as my right, alright? I will run you down, going 100 miles, shooting 100 rounds.
bounce out a whip that costs $100,000. I peek your style, you chump see through. Nobody do it like Bump Diesel. Oh no.
Straight up, Joe, no bullshit. Cheap, Bump J, I'm respected all over Chicago. Get out there in that South Side. Ask the motherfucker about me in the hood. South Show, Inglewood, Wild Hunt, Low End, all the projects, nigga. West Side, what up, child? All over Chicago.
I gotta get this cheddar if I'm tipping bricks forever. Who put this shit together? Me, that's who.
Oh, yeah. That was Bump J with Me, That's Who. Happy Hour, where we play throwback hip-hop, and we talk about celebrity news and dating and much more. But guess what, boys and girls? This following segment has been brought to you by Fortify.com. Fortifeye.com. The best pre-workout around. And at checkout, use keyword Ryan20. RYAN20. To save 20%. That's why it's RYAN20, because you're saving 20%. Get it? And my first name's Ryan. You get what we did there? I think you do.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Okay, so if you're listening on the radio, hi, my name's Ryan Hoppy, and this is a morning radio show in a podcast format. If you've been listening for the past 31 minutes and 15 seconds, I appreciate it. For all the info on my show, go to all podcasting platforms and search up HOPPE Radio. All right. You never know where this show is going to go. It's a circus in my brain, and I project it onto this show. 1 minute, we could be talking about Dr. Pepper being the second most popular soda around, or we could be talking about dating. If you've wondered what it's like to have ADHD, I think this show does a pretty good job of diagnosing it. All right, back to the news.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
James Corden finding himself in some turbulence with airline staff.
I get what they did there, because there's turbulence, and I get what they did there. By the way, I don't think James Corden's funny at all. I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. I know our audience in London might think that he's really funny. He's not. I can't stand him. The only reason he's famous is because of Carpool Karaoke. And besides that, he never really contributed much. He wasn't really popular in America. No one went, oh my goodness, did you watch James Corden last night? The only time he ever was famous was when he sang with like One Direction and that. He's not really a guy you want to hang out with. He's kind of got the Ellen DeGeneres. He's kind of got that Howard
Stern energy
where he treats everybody badly. That's kind of what I've heard. I've never met the guy. Maybe he's such an angel. I don't think so. But I guess he got into it with the airline.
But it's not exactly what it looks like.
I just don't want to become a meme.
The former late night host seen here in a heated discussion with British Airways staff after an emergency landing in Portugal. He looks tense in the photos, but eyewitnesses suggest he was the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's going to be quite a shock.
Of course they're going to say the exact opposite. Everybody that's around him is a sycophant, so they're going to be like, no, he wasn't being obnoxious. He was just being his normal pretentious talk show self.
Instead, praising him for handling the situation on behalf of his fellow passengers.
It's overwhelming, if you're honest.
Yeah, he's the voice of the people. That's what we need in life. If you're ever wondering how you're going to make it in life, you just need James Corden to be the voice of the people.
It's all overwhelming, all of it.
Here's what happened. After takeoff, the plane circled for 45 minutes due to problems with the wings.
Just try and keep it together.
Upon landing, everyone was stuck on the tarmac for 3 hours. An eyewitness tells ET that it wasn't just James upset about the chaotic flight experience, but adds James was, quote, a true gentleman helping get information for everyone else.
In this picture, it looks like it's kind of a heated discussion. I don't think he's a gentleman. He just seems so obnoxious. He's not funny. He's just so bratty. He's just got brat energy.
I'm flattered that you would think that.
We're told he took selfies with people and chatted with them to kill the time.
What else are you going to do? Hide from them? What else are you going to do? Make jokes? You're not funny, so there were no jokes to begin with.
That's my day.
Well,
yeah, let's do carpool karaoke in the middle of the airport.
From carpool karaoke.
Are you guys around? Would you be able to help me?
That's how you know that's all you're known for, is when they have to bring that up in the video. Carpool karaoke with people. Gosh, was that so not funny? It wasn't. 856-49 happy. Speaking of an annoying celebrity.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Adam Levine.
Of The Voice, we revealed big news yesterday.
Yes.
We have a coach making a comeback.
We're coming back. I'm coming back, is what I mean. Season 27, yes, I'm coming back. I'm so excited. I cannot wait. I'm well rested. I'm ready to go. I'm a little nervous. I'm not nervous.
I love when they say season 27, like it's probably been 14 years and two seasons a year. Like it makes it seem like, oh my goodness, it's been on since 1997. It's like, no.
But I'm so excited.
And it's like how Survivor is on like season 89.
Be great, and I can't wait. It's gonna be awesome. Let's go. Team Adam is back. Feel bad for other teams.
Why did he get a neck tattoo? I'm looking at Adam Levine. He looks so weird, bro. Anybody that gets a tattoo on the face, it's not gonna look good when you get old.
Let's go.
All right. I don't know. There's something about Adam Levine I'm not a big fan of. I don't know. I mean, his music's not bad. He's not like the worst singer of all time. You don't go, oh my goodness, is he not good at singing? But you just look at Adam Levine and you go, my goodness, is he just a pretty boy tool? Now, maybe you think I'm completely and utterly incorrect and I'm not being fair to him. I'm being kind of mean, being kind of rude. You can let me know. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me. At Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, because I'm honestly curious if you think that he's cool and fun to be around, or if you think that he's a tool. I mean, Moves Like Jagger is a good song. I can't hate on that. Can't tell you it's not a good song. But I don't know. There's something about Adam Levine when I look at him. I'm just like, ugh, pretentious as heck. But I've been wrong about things before. I'm usually not wrong on things. That's what I'm going to tell you guys right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls in the gallery, is if you think I'm going to be incorrect about something over my dead body, I'm never incorrect on things. Besides my last two ex-girlfriends. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. All right. Amy Robach, who was the Good Morning America anchor that had that affair with TJ Holmes, she says she's connecting with her feminine side. Oh, that's good. It always takes infidelity to find your feminine side. I don't even know what that means. I'm just saying, I find it funny that if it was any other famous person who cheats on their celebrity or that cheats on their significant other, any other famous person, they would be ridiculed. But when that came out, everybody was like, oh, they're just exploring their sexuality. It just seems like every once in a while there is a defense for cheating, and there never, ever should be. You are literally experiencing something you should only experience with one person when you hook up with other people. You know what I'm saying? People a lot of times don't like to think about cheating. They don't like to talk about cheating because it's a very uncomfortable subject, especially if you're talking about it around people that have cheated on their life. Oh, my goodness. Especially if you're working on a radio show and the known host is known for sleeping around and the subject of cheating comes up and they're like,
I got nothing to contribute to this conversation because I've been caught with side chicks after concerts in public. Oh.
856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. All right, we got a minute and a half left here. All right. For people listening on the radio, If this is your first time hearing my show, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy, and I am a very hyper person, but I always speak my mind, and I always say it like it is. If you've been listening via the podcast, I appreciate it. Go to every single major platform that has a podcast and search up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Coming up next, we're going to talk about former NBA player Delonte West getting arrested, which is really sad. He's the one that allegedly had that affair with LeBron James's mom. And we're going to talk about Ray J going on Shannon Sharpe's show. We're going to talk about Angel Reese. We are going to talk about Deadpool and Wolverine getting a rated R rating, even though there was no sex in a Disney movie, and much more. Like I say, I record this show for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life. I don't care if you live in the UK, Missouri, Detroit, or Fort Myers. This show is unanimously for everybody. It's to take your mind off of life and to entertain you. You never know where my brain's going to go. It's called ADHD. I've been taking meds since I was 5 years old. 1997. 98-ish. And I don't remember the 90s or 2000s at all. And a lot of people don't remember the 90s. Usually it's because the Gen Xers were blackout drunk.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Yeah, they'll be like, I don't remember the 90s because I was drinking so much. I'm like, I don't remember the 90s because I was given lithium at age 5. That is the most 1990s thing ever. 856-49. Happy. That's 856-494-679. Here's my analysis of politics. You ready?
Paper product entertainment. What? Lee Riz. I'm king. Shouts out king. To my nigga Louie. Yes. The Move Move Game. Quad Life. Yeah, let's get it. Time to update.
Everything on rock is low. Everything my chick rock is low. Yeah, I got a little old money, but it look way better when it's low.
I'm so updated, the data. I'm so updated, I'm so updated, the data. That's why they hate it.
Everything on rock is new. Everything my chick rock is new. Yeah, I got a little old money, but it look way better when it's low. I'm so updated, I'm so updated,
Yes, helicopter. G5, nothing plain, but I'm fly. Feel like I'm divorced, I'm up to date. Why you stuck in the past like used tape? Slung a pound of Reggie, bought Giuseppe's with $1,000 shoes. Let's just say I paid a stat to kick it. Had you with a Louis Fendi bag addiction. She was atheist until I bought her a pair of Christian.
Everything new, Norman, London. Finna go cop me a form of something. You copy like recording something. I do me, not y'all for nothing. I'm on to something, I'm so up there. I'm on top of the calendar. Like the name of the month. I knew that's what they wanted.
Everything on rock is low. Everything my chick rock is low. Yeah, I got a little old money, but it look way better when it's low.
I'm so updated, the data. I'm so updated. I'm so updated, the data. That's why they hate it.
Everything on rock is new. Everything my chick rock is new. Yeah, I got a little old money, but it look way better when it's low. I'm so updated, I'm so updated,
Everything got rock is new. Too many rocks in my clock is blue. Designer, I be fly as flu. I'm a boss, I can hire you. The bitch say I'm a type of dude. And your bitch is bad to me. Both niggas be mad at me. Pull up, new everything. A bitch won't get anything. M.O.B. my wedding ring. Smoke dope, sip medicine. I'm king, I live a dream. Every day a new fit. Robbers in that true shit. Pockets full of them dead people. I don't smoke no men either. And I got a bunch of bitches. My dick be punching bitches. These hoes say I'm delicious. Got the dope that's in my swisher. I just bought me a new pistol. Bought me a new bitch named Crystal. Her hit game is official. Blow the whistle.
Everything on rock is low. Everything my chick rock is low. Yeah, I got a little old money, but it look way better when it's low.
I'm so updated, the data. I'm so updated. I'm so updated, the data. That's why they hate it.
Everything on rock is new. Everything my chick rock is new. Yeah, I got a little old money, but it look way better when it's new.
I'm so updated, updated. I'm so updated, updated. Everything I rock is new. Everything my chick rock is new. Yeah, I got a little old money, but it look way better when it's new. I'm so updated, sedated. I'm so updated. I'm so updated, sedated. That's why they hate it.
Everything I rock is new. Everything my chick rock is new. Yeah, I got a little old money, but it look way better when it's new.
Oh, yeah. I'm so updated here on Happy Hour. We're always updated here. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. Oh, yeah. This following segment has been brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts. AmirAcademy.com. When I tell you that he is the best boxing trainer in all of the Tampa Bay area, I'm a man of my words. Women's self-defense classes, kids classes, MMA classes, whatever the hell you need. It's at AmirAcademy.com. This is also being brought to you by DZBZHoney.com. The best Delta 8 CBD honey around. At checkout at DZBZHoney.com, use keyword HOPPY, H-O-P-P-E. No, not H-O-P-P-Y. It's H-O-P-P-E to save 20%.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Call HOPPY now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan HOPPY Radio.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY.
That's 856-494-6773. I'm having fun with the sound effects.
You can tweet at me at Ryan HOPPY Radio. And you can always email me. This is my normal voice. RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. What are we going to talk about? Hunter Biden, why not? He's fun to make fun of. Now, for people listening, if this is your first time listening, trust me, I am someone that doesn't vote. I don't believe in politicians. I think they all suck. So when I rip into Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, I also rip into Trump. That's what we do here on Happy Hour. We skewer celebrities and politicians because they're all scumbags.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
All right, what the hell is going on with Hunter Biden?
Federal prosecutors spent Wednesday building the case that Hunter Biden spent 4 years in a cycle of drug abuse.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
A window of time that includes the day he checked no on a box of a federal form saying he was not an active drug user in order to purchase a gun.
Of course he's going to lie about that. What's Hunter Biden going to say? Yeah, don't give me the gun. By the way, before I get into this, I live in Florida and I go to a lot of kava bars. Look it up. Don't believe the negative hype when you look up the word kava and kratom. But I go to these kava bars and I've been finding out that there's people that bring guns into them for self-defense. If you have to bring a gun everywhere, you have no original personality. You are a fake tough guy. And if you're going around thinking that, oh, I need to protect myself if something happens, like I know that's possible, but if you're going around trying to manifest that energy, you probably also drive a Hummer with big tires and you're a little overweight.
Biden has pleaded not guilty to the charges. He used cash for a lot of things. A good amount of it was for drugs.
Sex, rock and roll.
Said Zoe Keston, a woman Hunter met at a strip club in New York.
Hell yeah. That's where you meet the classy women.
The pair launched a relationship filled with drugs and alcohol.
Yeah. She looks like quite the issue. Because I have daddy issues, so I am the authority on all things daddy issues. And I look at her and I go, oh my goodness.
Keston testifying at one point that Hunter was, quote, smoking crack every 20 minutes or
nice.
So. Also on the stand, Hunter Biden's ex-wife, Kathleen Buell.
I have two ex-girlfriends that despise me. Good job, Ryan. But seriously, I can't imagine being in court and having my exes testify against me. I don't care who you are. That's got to suck.
She told the jury how she learned her then-husband was abusing drugs. I found a crack pipe on July 3rd, 2015, she recalled, adding that it was on their porch.
Man in the air.
Buell testified how his drug abuse led to the end of their marriage.
I'm looking at a picture of her. She just has the eyes like, you know when you see somebody and you know that everybody knows that that man is cheating on his wife all the time, and then you see them out and about at parties, and she just has the eyes like, save me, like a deer in headlights. Yeah, that was Hunter Biden's ex.
Federal prosecutors spent Wednesday building the case that Hunter Biden spent 4 years in a cycle of drug abuse. A window of time confronted him, she said. He acknowledged. Buell testified how his drug abuse led to the end of their marriage. When she confronted him, she said he acknowledged smoking crack.
Of course he did. What's he going to do? He's so high, he has to acknowledge it.
He routinely searched his car for and found drug paraphernalia before their daughters would drive.
Father of the air. Think about the psychologist that's going to be doing shrink sessions with Hunter Biden's daughters. That's going to be a lot of money made there. You're going to have to see a shrink for the rest of your life. If Hunter Biden's your dad... Oh, my goodness.
Including into 2018 when Hunter's accused of lying on the form.
Of course he's going to lie. Oh, yeah, I'm a drug addict loser.
But the defense team is working hard to plant a seed of reasonable doubt with the jury. Defense attorney Abby Lowell pressing agent Erica Jensen about the form. Do you know whether the defendant checked those boxes? He asked. Not from my own observation, she replied. I'm not qualified as a handwriting expert.
Oh, that's a really passive-aggressive response.
The prosecution rebutted with Gordon Cleveland, the man who sold Hunter the gun and watched him fill out the form. What did he write? The prosecutor asked. Cleveland said he wrote no.
This sounds like such a crap show.
Still yet to testify, perhaps the most important witness, Halle Biden, the widow of Beau Biden, Hunter's brother.
This is the spicy part. Everything else has just been, oh yeah, crackhead, loser. But this part right here is ridiculous. And they're also showing a picture, and it shows Joe Biden sniffing a kid's head. He loves doing that. But let's hear about this.
Witness, Halle Biden, the widow of Beau Biden, Hunter's brother, and a former romantic partner.
He had sexual relations with his brother's wife.
She was involved with Hunter when he bought the gun and tried to throw it away at a grocery store.
Can you imagine if Donald Trump's family was like this? Like, I get that Donald Trump's a corrupt guy and a scumbag, blah, blah, blah. I get it. But can you imagine if Donald Jr. was like doing this? The whole media would be talking about this. Every late night show would be making jokes. But they, for some reason, protect their boy known as Hunter. I don't get it.
And we could hear from Halle Biden today. When the defense gets the case, they forecasted that they may call Naomi Biden, who is Hunter's daughter. She may have a different interpretation of the events around this time than her mother, who testified yesterday.
Hunter Biden is the biggest deadbeat loser of all time, and he makes all men look bad.
Hey, Craig.
Ryan Noble's there in Delaware. Ryan, thank you.
Let's bring in Laura Jarrett, our senior legal correspondent. Laura, good morning. So the issue in this case, the defense is trying to say, well, maybe he wasn't an addict at the very moment he checked that.
Of course he was an addict. Once you do crack, you're addicted. Not that I have experience. I just kind of can guess.
That's such a tough road for them. The prosecutors really have an upper hand here because they've clearly established that he was using a lot of drugs before and he was using a lot of drugs after. The defense's only hope is that there will be somebody on that jury who has sympathy and has a little bit of reasonable doubt, because
I would have no sympathy for this scumbag. If you have sympathy for this scumbag, you're a liberal.
The evidence that they have for that day in particular is only these text messages with Halle Biden, text messages that the defense says, well, he wasn't really honest with her and she's going to be on the stand.
Hunter Biden not being honest? Whoa!
And as soon as today. So we'll see some cross-examination on that.
Is there any chance that they just kind of stop the thing now and say, let's have a plea? Is there any chance they could do that?
I mean, if you're Hunter's lawyers, you wish that you had managed to get that plea secured months ago, because now you can see all the embarrassing and damning evidence that has come out. But now he's lost all his leverage. What leverage do prosecutors...
Yeah, he should have just taken the plea earlier. He's taking a play out of his dad's playbook of just being an idiot. Oh, is Biden the worst? I don't like Trump either, so don't think that I like one of them better, but Biden is the worst.
Have when now they have such a tight case to want to make a plea deal with him, and he's facing so much prison time for this, guys.
Here's the thing, is Biden, I know he's not the one that tweeted it out, but when Trump had the 34 charges, Biden tweeted out, nobody is above the law. So if that's the case, hey, Joseph Biden, then your son's not above the law either, buddy boy.
This is not a minor crime. We're talking about decades behind bars if convicted.
Let's turn to some of the legal issues that former President Trump's also facing. Looks like that Georgia.
Oh, yeah. Let's make it about Trump, too. The liberal media. We can't just focus on Hunter Biden. We got to also talk about Trump, which we're not going to talk about here. 856-49-HAPPY. I'm not defending Trump. I'm just saying that is such a liberal media playbook here in America. We can't talk too much about Biden. We got to talk about Trump, too. We get it. Trump's a scumbag. We get it. But can we fully talk about the Bidens? Come on now. Driving me nuts. I don't know. It doesn't matter. We're all going to die someday. On that exciting note, 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, RyanHoppe Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio, don't touch that dial. If you're listening on a smart device, I appreciate it. And just go everywhere and search up Happy Radio. We'll be right back.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, I got a banger right here. Like I say, if you don't feel like listening to it, you can skip forward 3 minutes and 24 seconds. But here's a banger. King Louie and Boss Wu, Money Dance. 2013 call.
Yeah. Hot body alert, alert, alert. Man up, man up, alert, alert. Them drillers is out, out, out. We drillin', drillin'. Do the money walk, throw a stack of two, for a stack of two, then whack a crow. Yeah, no, I don't like that word. Loud only anti-me, I don't like that herb. When with your wife, she dirt, she jacking, call a jockey. I'ma send her home with a breath smelling cocky. I'm arrogant, cocky, Louis high body. I need some artwork, I'ma call Cardi. Getaway driver, I'ma call Kyrie. McAleague, I'm sorry. Bam, so many on me. All my niggas real. They PlayStation, Sony. In other words, they phony. So many, many me's. When did I start cloning? Do the money dance. I'm full, but I'm hungry. I'm Louis three times. Like Tony, Tony, Tony. Weapon off safety. I know I'm safe, it's on me. I got some new fans. Shout out who put them on me. Do the money dance. Shoot them. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands. Do the money dance. Shoot 'em. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands. Do the money dance. Shoot 'em. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple bands. Do the money dance. Shoot 'em. Do the money dance. Do the money dance. Do a couple.
Walk on, get that money walk. Jay-Z pimpin', did it vision. Shoot the 50, bet I hit no training wheels. Some hitters rollin'. Ain't no time for block to block. Shoot up crib, snatch up kids. You niggas scared. Gonna walk it out. I play to win. Ain't no losses, stupid. My circle closed, we get money. They look funny. Fuck your life and your wife. Little folks to be wildin' out. Stupid bands, wipe them out. Drill style be my money. Bands, dress, swing, legs, bend. I love my city, Chirac, but we heat them up. D-Way's back. Shout out to Big Bro Zach Mac. Duck the case, fuck the Jakes.
Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let's go. Play it. Play it.
Fuck the Jakes, play no games, poker face, anti-mea, cuss the face, lean got me sleeping nine, but I'm wide awake, hit the loud, no eyes but pump, King go stupid, I go clueless, money dance, ain't no juking, cool ass nigga shoving, push em, we real groovy, you lames losing.
Do the money dance, shoot em, do the money dance, do the money dance. Do a couple bands. Do the money dance. Shoot 'em. Do the money dance. Do the
do the money dash, do the money dash, do the money dash, do a couple bands, do the money dash, do the money dash, do the money dash, do a couple bands.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Hour will be right back.
But I'm right here. This following segment. Let me get some music here. Give me a second. You're doing a show with me. We're learning on the same time. This following segment has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. The best printing company in all the Bay Area.
It's time for Hoppy in the Morning.
Hoppy Hour. Hoppy Hour.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Welcome back to Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy. If you're listening on the radio, hi. This is a celebrity news show, dating. We get a little naughty occasionally, not really. But on this show, it's a morning radio show and a podcast, and we have so much to get into. So let's talk about Taylor Swift. I mean, why the hell not? It wouldn't be a podcast about celebrity news if we didn't talk about Taylor Swift, right? We gotta do it. She's everyone's princess. She's so perfect.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Taylor Swift defends Lady Gaga. Right now in Hoppy Hour.
Hey, Gaga.
Lady Gaga as Mother Monster is clapping back on rumors she's going to be a mom.
I feel like she'd be a great mom, though.
I have to find an aesthetic. I am an aesthetic.
Gaga references Taylor Swift in her cheeky TikTok caption, quote, not pregnant, just down bad crying at the gym. And Taylor came to her defense, replying, quote, it's invasive and irresponsible to comment on a woman's body. Gaga doesn't owe anyone an explanation.
Oh, really? She doesn't? Taylor Swift. Nobody cared what the hell you thought about Lady Gaga. Nobody woke up today and was like, oh my goodness, can Taylor Swift please chime in on the chance of Lady Gaga being pregnant? Oh, our lives are so much better because you chimed in.
E.T. was just with Gaga, where the only bump in sight was this car bumper telling us she's
crazy.
Excited for what the future holds.
What's this next era of Gaga look like?
It's completely different. Just like a total resurgence.
All right. I have this saying on my show, if I'm bored, you're bored.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
All right, what's going on with Travis Kelce?
Travis Kelce might be a Super Bowl winner, but he's no McDreamy.
Of course not. McDreamy's a nice guy. Travis Kelce is a douche.
While raising money for Children's Mercy Hospital at the 15th annual Big Slick Weekend fundraiser, the NFL player reveals the shocking news that he's not a Grey's Anatomy fan.
Yeah, he's a man. He's hetero.
With one of the show's stars, Anthony Hill, who plays Dr. Winston on the medical drama, breaking the hard news to fans June 5th on his...
I was watching Grey's Anatomy with this girl I'm dating, and it's really insufferable. It's so boring!
Instagram. Posting a selfie with the tight end, the actor writes, I may or may not have gotten confirmation that T-Swift does in fact still watch Grey's Anatomy. It was then made very clear that he absolutely does not watch with her. Time to start, bruh.
I love that. That's how much of a douche Travis Kelce is. He's like, I don't watch it. Trust me.
As fans know, Tay has been a diehard Grace fan for years. The Fortnite singer famously named her first cat a female Scottish Fold after the ABC series main character, Meredith.
People that watch Grey's Anatomy are so boring and pretentious. And honestly, in my controversial opinion, that's how I view Taylor Swift.
Great. She also featured Meredith herself, Ellen Pompeo, in her 2015 music video for Bad Blood, with Ellen recalling the moment she was asked to be a part of the project during a 2016 appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Ah, what's that saying I just said 5 minutes ago? If I'm bored, you're bored. So we're going to move on. This next headline is spicy.
Oh, happy Hot Topic!
Hannah Gutierrez-Reed is being called to the stand. Per legal documents obtained by E! News, Alec Baldwin's legal team is requesting that Hannah be called as a witness in his upcoming trial regarding the 2021 death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins. However, prior to Alec's team submitting the request, Special Prosecutor Kari T. Morrissey filed court documents obtained by People which cited recorded prison phone calls in which Hannah, among other statements, allegedly said she'd like to see the 30 Rock alum jailed.
Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to happen, but this is getting spicy! Forget about the new TLC show that's going to be scripted. Alec Baldwin versus Hannah Gutierrez? Somehow, I think that's going to be conveniently left out of the show.
According to People, the April documents were filed in response to Hannah's request for a conditional discharge, which would give her probation instead of jail time.
Good.
The 26-year-old was sentenced in April to 18 months in prison for involuntary manslaughter. The outlet notes the calls were cited as part of the prosecutor's attempt to prove Hannah showed a, quote, total failure to accept responsibility.
Two things. First of all, she was going on a podcast and was saying how she wasn't really good at her job and got it because of her dad. So that really is not a good vibe. And second of all, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery, if she wants, not Biden, well, Biden should serve time in jail as well. But if she wants Alec Baldwin to serve time in prison, she should as well. She can't just go, oh, I want probation, but Alec should serve. I mean, you should both serve time. Scumbags.
Among the alleged conversation details is the prosecutor's claim that the armorer called her a bitch, referred to jury members as assholes, and that she wants them to put Alec Baldwin in jail. Mm. Hannah's attorney, Jason Bowles, tells E! News in a statement, it's really unfair to characterize or cherry-pick comments someone may or may not have made while they were upset and very recently incarcerated, but many...
Oh, poor you. You should have done your job.
The aspects of this prosecution have displayed no concern for fairness in favor of a win at all costs attitude.
Yeah.
According to People at a May 14th pretrial interview, Hannah invoked her Fifth Amendment privilege to not appear in court as to not...
That's good. I'm glad she's got that privilege.
Not incriminate herself as she appeals her April conviction.
What's my saying? If I'm bored, you're bored. We're going to move on. We got 2.5 minutes left in this break. There's a school crossing guard accused of giving kids vapes and edibles. Arrested and charged. Kiara Lee, 26, a Penwood Middle School employee in Delaware County, was giving kids e-cigarettes and weed edibles. That might be the dumbest thing you could possibly do. I don't even like edibles. They make me overthink, and I'm a person that overthinks enough. Chris Brown scoffs at being blackballed at his sold-out tour opener. I'm telling you, if Chris Brown never beat up Rihanna, he was on pace to be bigger than Michael Jackson. Chris Brown, between 2005 to 2009 until February 09 when he beat up Rihanna, he was one of the biggest artists of all time. I'm just telling you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he is one of the greatest artists of all time. Yes, Chris Brown's a scumbag. Yes, he's absolutely awful. But he also is just quite talented. He can rap. He can sing. He can dance. But the problem is he's got this thing where he likes to beat up women, and that is just not good. That's always going to ruin your reputation. All right, we got 90 seconds, 89 seconds, 88 seconds. I'm just kidding. 856-49-HAPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Now, if you think my show is a little hyper and a little all over the place, I'm currently recording in a smoke shop here in beautiful St. Petersburg, Florida. And they closed the door. So I record and it's attached to our kava bar. And I can get a little loud on the show, a little over the top, a little hyper, a little wild. And they closed the door. So I think I was bothering the patrons of this kava bar. But that's how dedicated I am to entertaining you folks. That I'm willing to put it all out there at a kava bar. So you should be appreciating my greatness. I'm half kidding. All right. We're going to take a quick break on Happy Hour. Here's the deal. If you're listening on the radio, keep listening to this exact radio station. But if you're listening via a podcasting platform, we're about to play a song. As I say, I record for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grind in life and have grand. I don't know what that means. When you do a show by yourself, a lot of times you're just going to say a lot of nonsense. But trust me, I probably shouldn't be saying that out loud. Let me rewind that. Happy Hour, where there's never any nonsense.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Like I say, if you don't want to listen to the music I'm playing, you can skip over it. But here is Lil Bibby, one of the greatest rappers of all time from Chicago. Why? Because he retired before he got past his prime, and here's Killing Me.
Narcissist getting heavy on my shoulders. I keep it to myself, I promise I never show it. I tell myself nobody cares, bucks just keep it going. It's like I'm dying inside, but you will never know it. Gotta stay strong, cause I got fam riding for me. Soldiers on the front line, I know they dying for me. Still heavy in the streets, but that's a different story. Came through in the clutch, I'm like that nigga Horry for three. This how it's supposed to be, I wonder where they notice me. All these frenemies, man, I can't let nobody close to me. Kind hearted, man, I swear I always looked out. But niggas, they forgetting still how they hands stuck out. Say fuck them all, I'm gonna do this shit for me now. How I feel, I need a shrink on speed dial. Off the top, this might be my realest freestyle. Now bring the chorus in, I think it's time to leave now. Let it breathe a little bit, you know.
Datpiff.com, the mixtape.
Say. In the hood, I'm a motherfucking legend. You ain't gotta feel me, just respect it. I be walking round 20,000 for the necklace. All these niggas know that we'll come through and wet shit. Plus my shooters getting bored, they'll love that. But I ain't really for that. I been there, I done that. No, I left the hood, but I'ma always come back. Check up on my niggas and the spots that I hung at. Nigga had a dream, it was jealousy that probably be the death of me. Now I don't leave the house without a tech with me. Gotta go hard, squad expect nothing less from me. Put her on the block list, bitch thinks she's stressing me. Huh? Hey, hey. So motherfucking hard, man. Hey. I'ma let her sing.
What's up, bro?
Ah, little baby.
I keep it like that.
One of the greatest Chicago rappers of all time.
Mm-hmm.
This following segment, this is our last segment, has been brought to you by AmirAcademy.com. at Amir Academy, the best MMA trainer in all of the Bay Area. This is being brought to you by FitsageFitness.net, the best trainer in all of the Bay Area when it comes to personal workouts. Fortify.com. FORTIFEYE.com. At checkout, use keyword RYAN20 to save 20% on the best pre and post workout. Why do you think I'm so hyper? Because of that. This is also being brought to you by DZBZHoney.com, the best CBD Delta 8 honey around. At checkout, use keyword hoppy. Mitra-9.com. At checkout, use keyword HOPPE. Be brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com, the best printing company in all of the Bay Area. This is being brought to you by Rich Kaylee, Master Barbershop. Oh, yeah. At RichKBarber.com. When I tell you he is the best barber in all of the Bay Area, oh, I'm a man of my words. Let that beat drop. My favorite sound effect. Can you tell? I only use it a million times.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. If you're listening on the radio and this is your first time, hi, my name is Ryan Hoppy, and you just got your V card removed from this podcast.
Whoa, Hoppy Hot Topic.
What the hell? And I mean, what the hell's going on with Pat McAfee?
Racist and misogynistic? Pat McAfee's comments on Caitlin Clark have spurred an intense backlash. So we'll...
Here's the thing. Pat McAfee, if you don't know who he was a punter for the Indianapolis Colts, and he's got one of the biggest shows on ESPN. And he's got a witch hunt out for him because he's this crazy white guy and he's being paid like $16 million a year, and they had to lay off like 14 ESPN employees for him. And he's kind of a shock jock, and he was just doing a show online and not serious. And now he's had to clean it up a little bit. And he got into a little bit of controversy. And of course, Jemele Hill and all the other writers that have to make everything about race were trying to get him canceled. And I'm like, shut up.
Will the popular sports analyst be fired over his remarks?
No, he makes too much money for ESPN.
McAfee put both feet in his mouth with his comment about Caitlin Clark on the June 3rd episode of his show. While talking about the body check Clark received by Chicago Sky's Kennedy Carter during a
that dirty imbecile.
June 1st game, the sports analyst tried to defend the Indiana Fever player.
There is a superstar. And we're not saying that the players on the court need to act any differently. That's the athletes are going to do what athletes are going
to
do.
He then addressed the media who cover Clark, saying they should no longer refer to her in the same category as other players in the league's rookie class.
Nah, just call it for what it is. There's one white for the Indiana team.
Yep. Here's the thing. Is he was saying that in jest. He was saying that because other people are hating on her. He wasn't calling her a white bee because, first of all, he had a really good interview with her a month ago. And second of all, he lives in Indiana and he's an Indiana fan. But everybody tried to get him canceled. And I'm like, this is why it's hard. It's hard putting out content because you don't know what's going to offend people. Everybody's always so offended. Life's so short.
Who is a superstar?
Following McAfee's segment, sports journalist Shukri Writes wrote on X, Pat McAfee referring to Caitlin Clark as that white just ain't it. It's gross, it's wrong, and the men who didn't step in to correct him.
But he's not calling her. I get how people can misconstrue it, but if you listen to the context, it's always the nerds. It's always these online bloggers that want to bring down Pat McAfee.
Him in that moment were just as wrong in not checking him on air.
When have you ever heard his crew check in on him? It's like listening to Howard Stern or Don Imus back in the day. No one's going to, you know, go into the host. That's the dumbest comment I've ever heard. And I've heard a lot of dumb comments. And that's up there.
While radio host Nick Hamilton wrote on X, this is utterly disrespectful to Caitlin Clark and the rest of the players in the WNBA.
You know what, Nick Hamilton? You random account on X/Twitter. You should be grateful that everybody's talking about the WNBA. Nobody cared before. And frankly, if Caitlin Clark goes to play somewhere else, it's going to go back to people not caring.
After feeling the wrath of social media users, McAfee took to X to write, "I shouldn't have used white as a descriptor of Caitlin Clark. I have way too much respect for her and women to put that into the universe. My intentions when saying it were complimentary, just like the entire segment."
Yeah, that was the thing, is everybody took it out of context. And you see all the clickbait headlines from the Daily Mail and that online loser troll known as Jemele Hill, where they're like, "He said white bitch. He said..." No, that's not what he meant.
Next day, the host explained further on his show that the phrase was meant to convey how much Clark has done for the WNBA and women.
Yeah, you got to listen to what he's saying. He's on the sideline with his wife watching a Fever game. He's a fan.
Basketball. McAfee told viewers that he sent an apology to Clark and got a message back.
She said it was all good. No blood. We move forward.
Yeah. So if Caitlin Clark says it's fine, anybody that tried to cancel him over this, move on. That's right. Move on.
Forward.
He went on to say that he learned from his experience and reiterated that calling Clark what he did was a sign of respect, as he often uses derogatory phrases to describe athletes he admires.
Yeah, he's a white frat boy. Would you expect anything less?
Forward, he vowed to call female athletes women only. It should also...
Yeah, it's probably a good idea when you're on the four-letter network known as ESPN, when you're a part of Disney.
Also be noted that Clark had previously appeared on McAfee's show and that...
And he gave her a great interview.
Two seemed to have a good on-air rapport.
I'll be like a weekly guest on here, I guess, if you want me to.
Yeah, but he's so against Caitlin Clark, even though she wanted to come on the show. Get the hell out of here.
McAfee and supposedly Clark are ready to move on from the controversial drama.
If they're ready to move on, we should move on. 856-49-HOPPY. So you have Angel Reese from the Chicago Sky and Kennedy Carter being all dirty to Caitlin Clark. And they claim they were harassed outside of a hotel in Washington, D.C. Here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of the gallery. They claimed that they don't care about the haters and they just do what they do, whatever, and blah, blah, blah. Here's the thing. They probably are not used to being famous. And whoa, there's kind of a coincidence. When Caitlin Clark joins the WNBA, all of a sudden the players are famous. I thought it was because you guys brought the attention before with all 4,000 fans.
We're at the game. Oh, 4,000 people.
Now the ratings are up like 180%. But you guys are the ones we're supposed to bow down to. And you guys are so tough and badass. If you guys were so tough and badass, a bunch of trolls would not bother you.
Mm-hmm.
This is also sad. Delonte West, he's this player that wasn't bad. He played for the Cleveland Cavaliers. But here's the thing. He was arrested again, and he took an alarming mugshot, and he had a warrant that he broke. And the controversial thing about Delonte West is that he has a rumor out there that he had an affair with LeBron's mom. Would you don't do that to your teammate's mom. I don't care how much of a cougar he is. She is, rather. You don't do that. Speaking of cougars, I saw this headline here, and we got about 2 minutes left. And I'm going to tell you, I love older women. Most of my fun in my life has come from older women. They are the absolute best. And Joe Jonas and Demi Moore are reportedly getting very flirty in Cannes and at the Cannes Film Festival. And that's amazing. Life's too short not to have a little fun with cougars. They're mature. They're easy to talk to. And they don't ghost on you like a millennial or Gen Z girl. So good for them. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And Ray J went on Chen and Sharp's show last night and said that the tape he made with Kim Kardashian made OnlyFans possible. And he's not sure if it helped or hurt the culture. Oh, whatever. Ray J needs to move on. I know he's a good singer and he had one wish and Sexy Can I, but all that guy talks about is hooking up with Kim Kardashian. It's like, my goodness. Move on, bro. Now, if you're listening on a radio, don't touch that radio dial. But if you've been listening for the past hour and 25 minutes, I appreciate it. Happy Hour is a circus, and it's a morning show vibe. And since it is a circus, let me forget that music because we've got 50 seconds left. I'm going to play the circus music. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. All my social media is Ryan Hoppy Radio. For all the info, RyanHoppyRadio.com. And search up HOPPE on all major platforms. If you're listening in Missouri, Detroit, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Tampa, London, wherever you're listening, make sure you always have it tuned in to Hoppy Hour. All right, we got 18 seconds left. Let's see here. 17, 16. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. You know why 9 is my favorite number? Every time you times a number by 9, it equals 9. Like 9 times 9 is 81. 8 plus 1 is 9. And that's the perfect way to end the show with a little math lesson.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
And like that.
Gone. Sylvia's Synergy Effect, brought to you by Synergy Home Care.
Getting back in the kitchen got mom back into life. After her stroke, she felt uncomfortable doing what she used to do. But with her Synergy caregiver, Emma, things changed. She got help at home and regained the confidence to get back to her old recipes. Now the hardest thing is getting mom to stop making her biscuits. So good.
We believe getting back to what you love can keep you moving forward. Find your Synergy Effect with Synergy Home Care.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.